The Mishkan, what's called an oil by the Mishkan. Ksiv Hoch, in the Parsha of Tumas Meis, it says, Zois HaTorah Odom Kiyomos Boil. The person dies and is in an oil. So the Pasuk says, Zayv, the oil itself is Tomei, even though the oil doesn't touch the Meis. The oil becomes Tomei, and no one did anything underneath the oil of a keli is on the other side, underneath the oil, the keli is also Makabel Tumah. So what type of oil are we talking about? Well, Ksiv Hosem, it says in the Parsha of the Mishkan, Vayifrois, as the oil al ha-mishkan. They threw the oil on top of the Mishkan. So the Mishkan is called an oil. As soon as we have pictures here, soon we'll soon see what the oil was. But to start, the types of Mishkan itself, it goes upon the oil, goes upon the covering of the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, they threw as the oil al ha-mishkan. They threw the oil on top of the Mishkan. Because in the start, the Mishkan has three coverings to it. That was called the Mishkan. We'll soon see. There were three different types of coverings on top of the Mishkan. So they threw the oil on top of the Mishkan. Is Mala Halon Shel Pishtun? Just like by the Mishkan, one of the three oils on top was made out of Pishtun. The first one was made out of Shesh Mashazor, was made out of type of Pishtun. Is curry oil. So you see, it's called an oil made out of flax. Is Afkan Shel Pishtun curry oil? Who was in here by Tumas Meis? If the oil is made out of Pishtun, it's also Mekabo Tumah, the oil is Tumah. The only type of a material that was used for covering the Mishkan was eitz, was pishtun. The first covering of the Mishkan was sheish moshezor, was made out of flax. Everybody knows this is the Mishkan itself without any covering. This is the way the Mishkan looked with the chutzar here around it with the coverings. You understand to know, this here was the Mishkan itself. The Mishkan itself has three coverings on top of it. The first one here is Sheish Moshezor, that's made out of flax. The next one is made out of Ezim, made out of goat's hair. And the third one is made out of skin. We'll soon see that Gemara, Machlekes Taka. It's interesting, that's the way the Mishkan used to look though. I don't know the exact colors, it was Ma'adamim, was red skin. About them. This is the Machlekes, soon we have an Gemara here. Machlekes, the top skin, if it was two coverings, two different skins, or was one skin with two coverings. We'll soon see. That was Gemara. But I call upon the Mishkan itself is called the covering. This is the Mishkan, the covering, the oil. So we learn out from the Mishkan what's called an oil. So the first one, the first covering was made out of Pishtun. The first one was made out of Sheish Moshezor, which was Pishtun. That's called an oil. So oil of flax is called an oil. But Yifris says oil as ala mishkan. Mala halan shopishtin curry oil, afkan shopishtin curry oil. For the Gemara, mala halan shizurin, vechutin kofovov. By the mishkan, when they made the first cover made out of flax, it was twirled. Every material, every one was twirled. Plus, it was folded over six times. It was a thick material. Is a vizoy maybe also by Hilchas Tumah. If dafka has to be a pishtun that's twirled and folded over six, afkan shizurin v'chutin kofavov, tamud loyma oil oil. In this pasuk, v'yifreis as oil, it says two times the word oil. It's a read for no, any type of an oil made out of flax is makabel tumas oil. So it's Gemara, e oil oil ribu, if you hold it's a ribu then, maybe afilu kol milunami, maybe it's marba, any type of an oil, even made out of wood, will also be makabel tumas oil. And the Gemarim Kang, Zereshova Mayahanile. If we can have a marba, any type of a material that makes an oil, the oil is Tomei, what do I need the Zereshova? Zeus Teres Adam and Vayifreis Es Oil. What do I need the Zereshova for? Every material is Mekabel Tumas Oil. Elamai, no. Only flax is Mekabel Tumah. That's what I need the Lima from the Mishkan. So the Pasuk says by Tumas Meis, Zeus Hateru Adam Kiyomas Boil, what type of an oil is it? The Afkan oil made out of flax. Let's say by the Mishkan, no, the Mishkan was called Kroshim. It's having minaris. Part of the Mishkan is even the Kroshim. The Kroshim, that was the woods, the bare Mishkan itself, the woods of the Mishkan. So if that's called the Mishkan, maybe the Kroshim was also Mekabel Tumah then. Beinu Malahalan Kroshim, Avkan Kroshim. Maybe who are there for Tumas oil, if you have Kroshim wood on top, maybe that's also Mekabel Tumah. The Marnein Omar Kroh v'yosisa Kroshim la Mishkan. Make the Kroshim, make the wood for the Mishkan. The Mishkan means the covering on top. Make the Kroshim in order to be able to put on top of it the Mishkan. So we have a diyuk, Mishkan Kori Mishkan. The Mishkan is a top covering, that's called the Mishkan. V'yein Kroshim Kriya Mishkan. But the Kroshim, the wood that holds up the Mishkan, that's not called the Mishkan. So Mela, we're learning out from the Mishkan what's called an oil. Only the coverings on top is called an oil. So what was the coverings on top? Was made out of skin, or else was made out of pishtan? Rashi Afkan Kroshim V'yema Deitz Nam Yikriyum. Maybe even wood is also called an oil. Mishkan Kori Mishkan. So going Esse Yiriyos. Oh, Rashi, what's called the Mishkan? The Esse Yiriyos, the 10 curtains. Shesh Moshes are made out of flax. Or Mishkan Ikri Oil. The Mishkan is called an oil, the covering. The Siv Es Mishkan Oil Moyed. The Mishkan was the oil, the covering of the Kroshim. That was called the Mishkan. The top part was called the Mishkan. For the Gemara, Lomayatoi Vazoi, the Pasuk says, "V'yosisa michsel oil." You should make a covering for the oil. So I'll make a diyuk. Hochinami michsel lo yikri oil. Maybe the covering is not called the oil. The Pasuk says, "Make a covering for the oil." Mashma, the oil is one thing, and the michsel is something else. So Vazoi, maybe the covering, like our moshes or our flax, is not called an oil. So the Gemara, that can't be. Eloi bezoi, if you want to say like that, that the flax, the covering is not called an oil. Eloho deboi Rebbe Loza. Rebbe Loza klara shayla. Or behema tumeo, mali shitama b'yer lameis. What about if you have skin of a behema tumeo, and you're using it to make an oil? You have a tent, a roof, made out of this skin, and on the bottom is the mace. Is this skin makabel tumas oil or not? That was a shayla. What's a shayla? So tomorrow, hash to or behema tohira le metame. If you're going to tell me now that the michse, the covering of the mishkan, which was made out of skin, is not called an oil, like you say michse al oil, it's a covering for the oil, but not the oil itself. So the michse, the covering of the mishkan, which was made out of skin, is not makabel tumah. Or bezoi or behema tamei mi boy. Like what's the shaila? What's this having to say that the or behema tamei is makabel tumah oil? Madach or behema tohira is that makabel tumah? If we're going to say the michse is not called an oil, so pshita behema tamei is not makabel tumah. Selam my pshita vada skin is yeh makabel tumah. I why? And the Gemara shani hosam the hadre krum. The posek itself puts it back to say the michse is called an oil. The Yechsev, another passage in Bamidbo says, V'nosu es Yirias HaMishkan, they carried the Yirias, the curtains of the Mishkan, V'yes Oyo Moyed, and the Oyo Moyed, Michseyo, which was covering it, O Michsey HaTachas Asher Olov, the Michsey HaTachas, that's the third covering. We'll soon see what Tachash means. It's another type of the skin of a behemoth, Asher Olov, is Makish Elyo LaTachton, will Makish the top, this Tachash, to the one underneath it. Ma tachtan kori oil, just like the middle covering is called an oil, because it says v'nosus rias hamishkan v'yes oil moed. So the middle covering of the izim that was made out of goat's hair, that's called the oil moed. That's called an oil. Is who had in the top covering, the mechseyu hatachash, that was the skin, the third covering on top, is also called an oil. Is af elyon kori oil, who had in the third covering on top, is also called an oil. These are the three types of covering that has on the mishkan. That first the flax, that was the first type of covering. Then the middle covering was the seer izim, made out of goat's hair. And then and that's the Torah called flo oil moid, that's called the oil. And then on top of that is the ur tachash, that's the skin of an animal, which was the third covering on top. So we're being makish the third covering to the second covering. Just like the second covering, the Torah says klo, it's called an oil, who was in the top covering is also called an oil. But that's the way the Mishkan used to look when it was covered. There are other pictures of the Mishkan when it was covered. So Drashi hashta or behemet tohira could go in elam adomim, the red skins or ram skins, ma tachton. Drashi, what tachton means? Ashtei esri yirias izim. The middle covering was 12 curtains of izim made out of goat's hair. Lo'oyel ala Mishkan. That's klor, a Torah calls an oil. The Mishkan, what is the Mishkan? It's called an oil alha Mishkan. It's a covering on top of the Mishkan. What does the Mishkan mean? The Mishkan hainu esi yirias hamechuboris bekar sezov. That was the first covering. Hence, the first covering is called the Mishkan. That's called the flax. Made out of pishtin, the first covering is called the Mishkan. The oil alha Mishkan is the second covering. That's called the sir izim. That's called the goat's ear. That's the second covering. And the third covering, that's the or tachash. That's the skin. Hainu Efti Urias Samachoras Katizov. Mulmaala Mehem on top of that is oil Urias Izim. The oil is the Urias Izim made out of the hair of the Izim, goats. Ulamaala Mehem, what was the third covering on the Mishkan? Michsei Horus. That was the covering of the skin. We'll soon see which skin they use. Maris Adam and red skin they use on top. That was the Tchoshim skin. That was the top. So a Makish claw that this top is also called an oil. So Mele, since the skin is called an oil, Shita or is Mekabel Tumas oil. So therefore, Boishuk has a Shiloh, the Mishkan Avad was talking about Behemoth Torah. What about the or of a Behemoth Tumay? Is that also Mekabel Tumas oil or not? That was his topic. But that's the Maskon Avad, that all the oils of the Mishkan is Mekabel Tumas oil. So Mele, we know skin is Mekabel Tumas oil, and the one in flax is also Mekabel Tumas oil. So the more Gufa. Or behema tamei, if you have the skin of a pig skin, mal shitama tumas aholim. If you have a pig skin on top of a mace, is the pig skin makabel tumas mace or not also noyel? That's the sofik. For the more mike can be boiling, what's the sofik? Omer avada baravo, tachash shohoye bimei moshe. Says by the Mishkan, the top skin was made out of or tachash, the skin of this behema called tachash. We have a suffix. What type of behemoth was that? Shoyi b'mei Moshe, k'mi boilei. Tomei hoya, was that a tomei dike behemoth? And the male, since they used that for an oil on top of the Mishkan, so it has tumas oil. Oy tor hoya, maybe no, it was vadi tor. So if it was tor, then you have no raya, it won't be by the skin of a tomei. Omer Rav Yosef, mighty boilei, what's your suffix? Tanina, we learned. Ebraiso, loyhuchshu l'mlecha shemayim, you could only use something for melecha shemayim to do mitzvahs with, elo or behema teira avad, only the skin of a behema teira. Avad, you can't use pig skin to make a mishkan with. So what's the suffix that maybe the skin, that the tachash was a behema temeya? So avad was a behema teira, so what's the suffix to say, even a behema temeya, the skin should also be mekabel tumas oil? Avad, if you learn out from the mishkan, it was only a behema teira. But the more name, Mosev Rav Abba, Rav Yehuda Weimer, Shnei Michsoyes Hoya. Rav Yehuda Shita, this is the two sheets here. Top pictures of Yehuda Shita, and the bottom sheet is Rav Nechemya Shita. He held the top covering were two separate coverings. It was two skins. It was a red skin and a white skin. Two separate skins. Rav Yehuda Weimer, Shnei Michsoyes Hoya. The third covering was made out of two separate skins. Echot shel oiris elim, one out of skin from rim, madonin, a red skin, the echot shel oiris tchoshim, and another was made out of tchoshim skin, another type of the skin. We have nechem yuay menein, michsechet hoy, it was one covering. Hey, the third covering, like this picture, it's one, it's half and half. Half of it was red, and the other half was the tchoshim. We have nechem yuay mer, it was one covering. It looked like a tall elon. That's something that looks like a squirrel. It looked like a certain behemoth. For the Gemara of a tall elon tumeya, that's the behemoth tumeya. So the chur you see the skin came from behemoth tumeya. My name, what kind of kashra is that? Hachi karma. Kamin tall elon, it looked like the skin of a tall elon who. Sheyesh by gavonim harba, just means it had a lot of colors. Yes, Hachi, I wish the picture's right. It has a lot of colors. The top skin had a lot of colors to it. This one also has a lot of colors to it. The top skin here has a lot of colors. V'loy tol ilun, but it wasn't mamish tol ilun. Dilu hosom tomi. So some say it's a squirrel. Avada tol ilun. It doesn't make sense, squirrel. That's a colorful. No. Dilu hosom tomi. Tol ilun is a tomadik behema. V'ochet tor, avada here, the tachash that was used in May Moshe was a tomadik behema. Omer Rabbi Yosef, v'hochi is very good. Hainu de metagiminon sizguna. The targum says on the word of tachash sizguna. What does that mean? Sheshosha begavonim harbi. Was very happy with a lot of different colors. Whereas his skin had a lot of colors to it. So I call upon him the tachash. It was b'mei moishi. You have loraya. It was a behemoth tumeya. It could be it was a behemoth tor. It was a behemoth tor. Just it had a lot of colors to it that it made it look like a behemoth, like a behemoth tumeya. But emerson was one skin on top. So the Zohar with Srik Shvei now, what's your suffix to say behemoth tumeya? Should be mekabel tumas oil, tumas ameis. You learn out from the Mishkan, of all the portion of the Mishkan was only behemoth Torah. They didn't have behemoth tumeis. So the more name, Rav Omar or behemoth tumeya, de metama b'yoyel ameis mochas. It's like a true. Now the tzad to say that a behemoth tumei or a behemoth tumei should become a tum is not from the Mishkan. Avada the Mishkan you only use behemoth teiris. There's another tzad to say that even a behemoth tumei is also mekabel tumah. The Tanya learned another halacha. Or the pasuk says by or is or and oibor. The pasuk lashon oibor is ribuitz marba or behemoth tumei. That this is a parsha of the goyim. The Torah says if a nega goes upon a beggar made out of skin, it has tumas negoyim. The pasuk says, oy ba'or, we have a riboy, even an or behemoth tumeya. If you have pig skin in your house, and a nega comes in it, it's makabel tumah. So may last the tzad, once you see that in the hilchos negoyim, behemoth tumeya is the same thing like a behemoth Torah, maybe the same halacha can apply by oil hames. Oil hames also, we know a behemoth Torah with the skin of a behemoth Torah is here, makabel tumas, oil hames. So maybe who adin behemoth tumei is also makabel tumas ames. Like the dinim will apply the same halachas. This is one ribui. Thus says oy ba'or is ribui. Yor behemoth tumei. Baita another ribui is v'shaloka biyat koyin. Luyit suya the or you gave to the koyin should test it out. And biyat ha-koyin, that's where it became tumei. That's where the nega came in it. Still it's makabel tumah. Baita kotzatz mikulam. You cut out from different type of materials. The Yosef Echman, you made one material out of it, is Minayan, this one beggar now is Makabel Tumas Negoyim, Tamaloyma Oy Bechol, Melechas Or. Any type of a Melechas Or is Makabel Tumas, any type of Melechas Or. So these are the Rebuyim we have from this Postik Oy Bor. So I call upon him in the Pasha, from the Goyim, we see claw that a behemoth Temeya, the skin, is also Makabel Tumas. Trashi. Maikim Iboile, Hami Mishkan Gomolor, Yehuda's learning it out from the Mishkan. Yeliab Reshmait, the Vosem Torah, in the Mishkan Zicha, all the behemoths were Tor. Devon Lumlechas a Mishkan. Yemichse Echad Hoya, Chetziev Shal Elam, according to Nechemya, was one covering. Half of it was made out of rim, the Chetziev Shal Tchoshim. O Lamala, I the Possek says Lamala, the Kroah, Atavayoksiv. Both of them was the top covering. The bain elam bain tchoshim oyu michse echod milmalo l'oil urias izim. It was the covering on top of the middle covering on top of the urias izim. Yetole ilon chayet temeihim numeros begavon has a lot of different colors to it. The yochasiati yeshoshes to somach biyikul begavon. Yor oibor gabin negoyim siv oibor. The pasuk says oibor. The heve motzle michtev oibor. The pasuk could have just said oibor. Why does it say boor? That's a riboy even a behemoth temeihim. When you gave the skin to the coin to check it out to see is there a nega here or not? Nasa nega. Then it became a nega. B'shafti Yisrael had the beggar in his hand. It wasn't a nega yet. Now after the coin got it in his hand, then it became a nega. Still it has tumas negoyim. Kotzas mikulon mikola murim b'posik b'chibur yachad, all different types of skins. You cut out a piece of each one and put it together, it's also makabel tumas negoyim. Yeah. So that's it's hard to say. Since you say batumas negoyim, a pig skin is makabel tumah, maybe who are then by tumas hames or oil hames, also pig skin could be makabel tumas hames. For the Gemara, vehicle of mifruk, if you're learning out from the goyim, like that's a kasha. Mal negoyim shken shesti v'yerev tomibhem. Atei negoyim has a special chumrah. That even a raw material, you just have the up and across, you started to weave a begid, just the shefsi thereof alone, and then a nega comes on that, it's makabel tumah. Mashenkin for negoyim, for mace, oil hames, it has to have a shame begid, it won't have a tumas hames. So you can't learn out from negoyim, maybe dafka by negoyim material was machmer, shefsi thereof is makabel tumas negoyim, who are then pigskin is makabel tumas negoyim. But maybe you want to have a tumas oil hames, maybe only skin of a Torah, not skin of a behemoth tumeya. Elozeth Gemara Goma Mishrotzen. I learn out that pig skin has the same halacha like skin of a behemoth Torah for the Pasha of Shrotzen. The Tanya, or, the Pasuk says by Shrotzen or, is ainly yellow or behemoth Torah. Only if a sheret touches the skin of a behemoth Torah, that's what's makabel tumah. Or behemoth tumeya minayin, how do we know the skin of a behemoth tumeya is also makabel tumah if a sheret touches it? Talmud loyma oyor, a ribla kro oyor. So why do once you see by shrotzim, if a sheret touches the skin, even though it's a pig skin, it's makabel tumah, suma din boyla meis also, we're not going to be machalek between skin of a behemoth Torah and skin of a behemoth tumeya. So the Gemara says, you want to learn out oil ames from shruotzim? I'll tell you no. Mal the shruotzim shekein metamah bechadosha, like we had before. Shruotzim has a chumrah to it. No matter how small the ant is, the sheriff says, I feel it's as small as a small lentil. Still, it could be metamah something. Mashenka ba'oil ames, you have to have a kezayis always. So I can't learn out oil ames from sheriffs. Yirashi, shrotzim etam bechadosha, umeis, abatumis meis davka bekezayis, v'negoyim bekegris. Negoyim is a bigger share gris. V'upakus mekezayis. That's smaller than a kezayis. But I call upon him shrotzim as the biggest chumra as a shirim go. That even though it's a small zachadosha, very small lentil, still it can be metamiyu. So you can't learn out oil hameis from shrotzim. And the Gemara, this is the goyim yechich. Me have right the goyim, even when the goyim needs a big, needs a shear of the kigris, still it's mekabel tumah. So the Gemara b'chozer adin, I'll learn that now from both. I'll learn out oil ames from shrotzim and from the goyim. Both these two pashas of shrotzim and the goyim, the Torah says, zayib or of the behemah Torah, and zay the or of the behemah tumay is mekabel tumah. Here's who adin oil ames. That leroy izeh kiroy izeh, for leroy izeh kiroy izeh. That's the type of a lima. Learn out this one din from both of them. Each one doesn't have the chumra of the other one. Hatzara shovash ben. What's the common denominator between the two of them, shrotzim and the goyim? Sha'or t'tomei behen. That the skin of a behemah is makabel tumah. V'yosa or behemah t'meya, kor behemah t'ayra. Just like by Negoyim and by Shrotzim, whether it's pig skin or skin of a Torah, it's Mekabel Tumah, is Afan the Yavi, who will then I learn out from these two dinim, Oil Hameis, Sha'or Tumeya, Sha'or Tomeboy, that skin has a Tumas Oil Hameis. That we learn out from the Mishkan. The Mishkan was called an oil, and the top, the third skin, the third covering of the Mishkan was or was skin. And the Torah calls it an oil, so we know skin has a Tumas Oil. If skin is on top of a mace, the skin is mekabel tumah. So we'll say the same halacha now. V'nasa boy or behemah tumeya, kor behemah tumeya. And we'll say the same halacha that there's no chilik between the behemah tumeya and the behemah tumeya. Just like by shrotzim and menegoyim. Oma le rova mi banish le ravashi. Rova yes the kasha, no. Rova banish yes the kasha to ravashi. Ikal mifra, from this limud matak rabakasha. Now I thought a shavash b'hem, I can't learn out oil and mace from these two pashis of shrotzim and negoyim. Shekein tuneyim b'pochus mikazayis. They both have a chumru to it. Negoyim is metama b'chadosh, is metama b'kigrit. That's smaller than a kazayis. And shrotzim is metama b'chadosh. Toyama b'meis, mashenkin meis, she'enim metama yelo b'kazayis. Tavtumas oil and mace is only if the mace, you have the size of the kazayis of a mace. Less than that has no tumah. So they kill and out the pasha of mace from the pasha of shrotzim. Elo amar rovim mibanish. Rovim let us say another tzad. But Shrik Shver, what's the tzad to say that a behemah, the or of a behemah tzimeyo, should be mekabel or tumas hames? His answer the kavu chayma. I learn out from the kavu chayma minoitze shalizim. From the hair of goats. She'en